I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Welcome along to the Wise Men Say preview show. We're back to look ahead to Sunderland's trip to whatever Bolton Stadium is called now on Saturday afternoon. We'll be looking at some transfer activity as well as we go through the show. I'm reunited with Austria's Premier loser, Tom Walsh.
Great to be here, Tom. Matthew. Yeah, the original preview pod is back.
It is. It is. Back with a bang.
Back with a bang. Let's, as you know, just ignore any preview shows that went before because they never existed.
So There weren't any. Obviously, you could have came over for the show last week, but chose not to.
Yeah, sorry about that. That's quite quite selfish on my behalf. But, you know, I was meant to be over this weekend, but Ryanair are total losers.
And, completely bodied
me by cancelling my flight. And they just sent me an email saying, I'm sorry, we have cancelled your flight due to, and it just said XXX. So they're not even bothered like filling in the template, which...
Well, that's good, that. That's always good when sort of things... Everyone says everything happens for a reason. Clearly not. in terms of Ryanair. You were flying over specifically for my birthday. But
oh, yeah, awesome. That mainly, yeah.
So that is upsetting. To say the least, but don't worry about it. But it is good to be reunited on the show to talk about transfer activity that we've been stumbling through for the last few weeks.
That everyone's very excited about, yet not much has happened.
It's weird, isn't it? Because like we're signing sort of it's good. It's nice to see us signing players that aren't like, you know, thousands and have just failed everywhere. Basically, I think obviously we've had the addition of Danny Barth, who was a really good addition. Clearly, I think we've spoken about it, but clearly needed him or someone of that ilk. And he's came in and made an immediate impact, which is what we want. Which is what the January transfer window is about.
Yeah, that's the thing. Traditionally, you're just essentially adding to your squad rather than kind of revolutionizing it. It's like, I mean, obviously our best ever transfer window was in January when, you know, Allardyce brought in Dharma Ndoye. Obviously, and then, you know, Kershaw, Kone, Kasri, and Steve Harper, so
of course,
just for banter.
So famously furious when Everton.
Yeah, that was great. But yeah, that is this demonstration of why instantly make an impact into the squad and carry you on or to do the job for the rest of the season. It's not a time for building or whatever. So a transfer like Danny Barth makes complete sense. And he was excellent at the weekend. And I'm hoping we have a few more signings of his ilk because that's the kind of signing we need to get us over the line for the rest of the season.
It is. In January, I mean, particularly now, we're at the end of January, finally. Yep. I think it's the 72nd of January.
Tell me about it.
we don't have time to, you know, have, oh, well, it'll be fit in 6 weeks.
Yeah.
And because that's the middle of March and the season ends at the end of April, basically. And that,
yep.
We need people to come in and play now. Now, we've made a signing today, Jack Clark from Spurs. I know absolutely nothing about this guy, obviously.
Yep.
But it seems like a player who, yeah, you know, a huge promise, great potential. But he hasn't played for a while. Well, certainly not first team level.
Yeah, I mean, again, it's very much in the blueprint of what Speakman and Johnson want. You know, the kind of players we've been buying, your Sirkins, your Hugginses, and players like that. But yeah, like I'm making a point there, it's just like you need these players to hit the ground running. And the players we've signed so far this window, we've only seen one of them. Like, yeah. Hume, like,
We've got a
real big problem at right wing back, and he's not even got off the bench yet. And we're in positions where we're switching like Lyndon Gooch to wing back. So I don't know why you're bringing in players that aren't ready to go. The same with Patrick Roberts. Like,
well, yeah, and it seems like it's going to be really quite a while before he's up to any sort of match fitness, because he's not even really been playing for
anyone.
Yeah. I do, like, with Hume and obviously the signing today, you wonder. My concern is if he sees bringing in Clark means that Gooch is now the fullback cover on the right hand side. I'd rather we brought a fullback in, because I think we're quite well. I know Diamond's gone out, but I think we're quite well stocked in the wide areas anyway.
Yeah, and it's also that kind of position where a number of players can play in it. So I was quite surprised when we brought in a player of that ilk. Again, like I hope this young lad can hit the ground running.
Of course,
Like, he hasn't really played. I mean, he played a bit for Stoke last season.
He played 12 games for Stoke last season, or 19 or something.
Right.
Which isn't a lot. And then he got injured. So,
yeah. So he's not had regular first team football since like 2018-19 with Leeds. And I mean, Tottenham paid a lot of money for this lad. So, like, 10 million quid back then. And he's not featured at all. I mean, that's not anything too out of the ordinary, because we've seen it before where, like, the bigger teams just like hoover up all the talent from the lower leagues because they can, and then just loan them out until they feel they're ready. But yeah, I mean, like, he's 21, and this is a great opportunity for him, and one where it's a stage in his career where he's going to have to properly take it. Otherwise, like, he could end up like Patrick Roberts, where he just keeps going out on these loans forever.
And
you're 24-5, and well, you get farmed out to a League One team for, you know, on a contract where it's like, well, if it doesn't work out for you at the end of the season, well, we're just going to bin you anyway, and your contract's up. So
yeah.
So I mean, I don't want to sound too negative or anything like that.
No, but I get it though. I feel the same way. It's not a sign you know, in any way disappointed by.
No,
because it's an addition at the end of the day, and he's clearly someone with good promise. 10 million quid is a lot of money, and it's not as if he's come from Chelsea either. Tottenham are less inclined to do that sort of thing than Chelsea, City, Man United. We'll just have to wait and see, and hopefully he can come in and show what he did for Leeds when he got young player of the season, I think, when they didn't go up.
They're quite an exciting team at that level. But like we've been saying, it's a nice addition to have. It's a nice another option in striking department. But our issue isn't in attack; it's in defence. It's like we've been outscoring everyone in the division. We just can't really keep that many clean sheets. So
Which brings us on to the departure. I guess it brings us on to Denver Hume.
Yeah,
has gone to Portsmouth. Mm. A man derided by lots of people.
Yeah,
which personally I don't get, really get. I don't look, in any normal, if we had cover, if we had enough, I wouldn't particularly care that Denver Hume's gone, but I'd like to have brought someone in first.
I thought the reaction on Twitter, I mean, I know you get your normal gobshites on there, but the reaction to him, like the announcement that he was leaving, just bizarre.
I thought that.
People, like, I don't know, it's just like people going really overboard on a player that, all right, yeah, he stalled on a contract a bit last season. Like, who cares? It's like, and people are saying, oh, he's the worst, was one of the worst players we've had. I was like, well, I can rattle off like a few more that, you know, that have done a far bigger disservice.
Still is.
Well, yeah. I mean, I don't know why I was only thinking of Joel Lynch in my head there. But,
Well, there's for glaring reasons why you would be thinking of him.
Yeah, and I just don't get the kind of the fume for Denver Hume. Like, and I'm a bit like you as well, where I feel that decision could come back to bite us because Sirkin has, he's now our only option at like left back. And his injury record isn't fantastic. Like he's been out.
He's missed. He's missed a chunk already, which is concerning. And that's not taken into account either that he might go through a bad patch of form.
Yeah, of course. And it's always good to have like competition for places because it keeps players on the toes.
Now
Sirkin knows that. Well, I'm not saying he's a player that's going to like slack off or anything like that. But he's like, I'm first choice now, regardless of anything, unless Johnson wants to do that great thing of shifting Dan Neal to left back.
Well, he is the backup now, isn't he? Like I don't want to be too negative, but I do think that while the additions we've made are exciting, they are, to an extent, they're all young. Generally are going to be quite hungry players. I do feel that we're light. So if we ran through the squad quickly.
Yeah, I mean, like Phil Smith put up a tweet this afternoon, essentially just showing our first team and like the options we have. And so, like, for instance, he's like, this is not me slagging off Phil Smith or anything. I'm just like pointing out some things. He's put like asterisks next to players that are injured. So up front we have Ross Stewart and Aidan O'Brien with Broadhead with a star next to it. Broadhead could be out for the season. Aidan O'Brien was talk of being sold. And then there's other players the likes of McGeady, God knows when he's going to be back, Huggins, 09, Jumajli. Like, none of these players you can really hang your hat on. And it's all... The only place where we seem to be well stocked is in forward positions. Whereas you look across the back, so you have Sirkin Doyle, this is what he's done. Sirkin Doyle, Bat, and Bailey Wright at right wing.
At right back, yeah.
Which he doesn't play.
No.
And it's like his understudy in that position is Tri Hume. Again, we have no idea what he's like. And then in field, our understudies is he's put Neil and Winchester, and the understudies to that are Evans and 09. Obviously, 09's got a shoulder problem.
Knackers.
He's not going to be fit properly this season, I don't think.
No, well, this is the thing. It's all very well saying, oh, well, his injury is going to be better in 6 weeks' time. Yeah, but when is he going to be match fit?
Yeah, he's not going to be up to speed for months. And then Evans, I mean... He can be, well, you know, well, we all know about old man Evans, but it's like, what's to say that like you were saying on Monday, you're just expecting him to pick up like a calf strain and then he's out till the next international break.
Yeah.
and Jumajli as well. He's not played a first team game.
We're no idea if he's any good or not.
Yeah. And like, it's kind of premature be thinking, oh well, don't worry, if Doyle gets injured we've got Jumajli. It's like, we don't know. He might be brilliant, but
he could be.
We have no idea.
But like, we're gonna have to find out
at
the time, and that's not that's
why I thought selling Hume like, I just don't know. I felt it was a bit premature. And I don't know if this smacks of kind of, I mean, this is, I'm only just saying this, but it's like, oh, there's a bid there. There's a bid there. Let's take it.
Yeah.
Which has been our business model the past few seasons.
Yeah, well, it doesn't bode well if bids come in, you know, for our better players, does it?
Yeah. And because on his day, like, Hume was great as a winger.
As a left threat as well.
Yeah. And, yeah, he's had his injuries, and this probably is kind of the right time for him to move on.
Yeah, I do think that. I do, generally. But we do need someone else. That's the point where Large is trying to, like, Megan here, is that him going is fine, but someone needs to come in.
That's what we said all last summer. You don't mind Charlie White going, you don't mind Max Power going, yada, yada, but they need to be replaced with as good or better players. Otherwise, we're never going to get, never going to improve. Well,
you know, it's a weird one. Obviously, we're linked with some left-back from Northampton. I don't know his name. I haven't learned his name either. From Gareth not knowing his name on Monday. So I've had a couple of days to find out his name, and I haven't bothered to do that. I've left all of my research in the pub last week. Obviously, the main talking point, there's lots of rumours kicking about on social media. Another attacking option. Remember his name, Jermaine Defoe. You've not had a chance to talk about this yet.
No, so I haven't.
Off you go. The floor is yours.
I was. I think what people like about this signing, it's just pure nostalgia. It's like a signing that makes you remember better times. It makes you remember the 3-2 against Chelsea and how great we were then. And I did kind of agree with the comparisons about like Ronaldo. It's more like Manchester United didn't really need Ronaldo, and they had a system that was set up where he doesn't fit in. But the opportunity arose, and it's like, well, it's Ronaldo. Go and get Ronaldo. And for United, it's not really worked. I mean, he scored a few last minute goals in that, but in the overall scheme of things, it's not necessarily made them better. And while I don't think, like, Jermaine Defoe will be the be-all and end-all of our season, again, I'm a bit like you, contradicting myself. It's like, if some League Two jobber defenders sees in the last 10 minutes that, like, you know, old JD18's warming up on the sidelines, then they're like, oh, shite, we're going to have to deal with this for the last 10 minutes. Because it's even like, it's a bit like, you know, when, like, MK, I mean, these players are nowhere near as good as, like, Defoe is. But, like, when MK Dons had, like, Cameron Jerome or someone like that, and you're like, I don't want them to score. It's like, because I know that guy. I know that one. It's like, because they've got a kind of a name within their squad. Or, like, when Bolton used to have, like, Idiger Johnson.
Yeah.
And it's like, he's probably not that good, but you've seen him score goals for, like, Barcelona.
Heard of his name.
Yeah, and I've heard of this guy. Again, if he signs, then yeah, great. It'll lift the mood of the supporters, because, like I said, it's that kind of, it makes you think of a better time than we weren't in League One and we weren't playing Cambridge United or, you know, Shrewsbury.
Morecambe.
And we're like, Morecambe, yeah. Although we should, I tell you, sack Jermaine Defoe. Let's get Cole Stockton. Now
we should buy it.
That's a player we want.
Yeah, he should. 25 combined goals and assists this season, Cole Stockton.
I've said it a few weeks ago. He's a fantastic player, and we should be. That's the man who we should be looking at.
Yeah, great. We should give him a huge contract, I think.
5-year deal.
5-year deal, and just loan him out for 4.5 of them.
Yeah, my final thing on Defoe would be, like, he would be good as, like, kind of a bonus signing.
Mm.
If we sort out the fullback situation, and essentially what I want in midfield is, like, a Danny Bart in midfield. Just a bastard. A massive bastard who's going to just, like, he knows the game. He knows how to get out of this crap division. And it's just, like, a bit more, you know, another leader on the pitch. And then if you have a Defoe as well, then that's, like, an extra bonus. But I don't want this transfer window to be just all about Defoe, which it has been.
No, we don't want it to drag on and on and on. Either prevent, you know, the addition of someone else who we need. Which you know, I don't think it will. I think the recruitment side of things have done a decent job in hard circumstances. Yeah. So I don't think that it will be a distraction for them.
Yeah.
But at the same time, it has been a slightly convenience distraction.
Yeah,
the pitch.
I mean, the recruitment team has been far better than it has been in recent years. There seems to be like a cohesive strategy there. But yeah, we don't want to just get blindsided by like the bright lights of Jermaine Defoe.
No, we don't. We can't. No, we can't afford to do that. Yeah.
But I do forgive supporters for like dreaming a bit because it's
we need something.
Yeah.
Like, I mean, if you look, it's been a terrible 5 years. So we need
The last 5 years before that, who did we have? Jermaine Defoe.
We did. Well, I still think I do think he'll come back. I do. And I do kind of, I'm not a bit like you when I explain it. I do keep contradicting myself because the points that make sense are kind of contradictory.
Yeah.
But let's wait and see. Let's bring him in. Any other transfer thoughts before we take a break and talk about the losers that we're playing at the weekend?
I don't know, really. I mean, this, like I said, I think we're sorted now in attack. Maybe if O'Brien, I don't know if O'Brien's still going to leave because there's a lot of rumblings about that before.
Yeah, it's a weird one that it seemed to be that they're trying to make him leave, but then they keep bringing him on and he keeps doing stuff.
Oh yeah, he was like, he was brilliant the last, he's like little cameo against Portsmouth. He was fantastic. So maybe that's giving people at the club, I'm sorry, maybe we should keep this guy.
Well, of course, he got the goal last week as well against Accrington.
Yeah.
Well, so yeah, great finish. It might have taken a nick.
Yeah,
a nick on the way through.
Yeah. Just sort the defence and stop buying players that aren't ready. Buy players that are ready.
Well, yeah, agree. Well, now that we've sorted the transfer window out for them, hope they were listening to that, we'll take a break and talk about players who, well, are ready as we preview the Bolton game.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Welcome back to the Wise Men Say preview show. Sunderland travel to Bolton Wanderers on Saturday afternoon for the first time since we drew 1-1 against the depleted side. I don't think we've played them since. We might have.
Not at
Did we play them last season?
No, they were in League Two last season.
Well, there we go then. We won't have played them since. yeah, it was good that, wasn't it? That one, but hopefully it's a bit better than that at the time. I believe it's sold out. I've left the research. As I said, I did enough last week, really, for the season. So
you did. You
Tom's
did.
Done some.
Yeah, I mean, I've done a lot. I have a person who's like a friend of mine. I have a friend of mine who supports Bolton, and I asked him. This was about 20 minutes before we started recording.
Right.
Can you tell me anything about Bolton? And fair play to him. He sent me back about 10 essays. So great. I don't think he talks about Bolton much with other people.
All right, okay. I'm pleased you added with other people. Yes. I don't think he's talked about Bolton much. Oh, no. So it's just some texts.
This is just mainly about Wigan. No. Well, like Bolton started off like pretty well. Like when we played them at the beginning of the season, they were like, they were up there, weren't they? And I thought they'd be, I don't know, I was quite surprised. You know, like some teams like bounce up from League Two and then straight into the Championship. I thought, you never know after all the shite they've gone through.
But, it's still quite a big-ish club, aren't they?
Yeah, he's saying that like they've had a pretty bad run of form after that. But since the new year, they've brought in like a few new players. You're saying some Icelandic lad from Millwall.
Eidegger Johnson.
It's Eidegger Johnson. it's Jondal or Bodvardsson.
Of course.
Used to play for like Reading and stuff like that. But yeah, he says they're all right. They got nice. They got a lot of pace on the wings. With Dion Charles, he plays up front. Marlon Fossey plays on the right. I'm just naming like
people. He's just saying, no one cares really. People just pretend they love us to know stuff.
He was telling me the other day they had the right run around against Wickham because he said any kind of like big striker, like
we've got one of them.
Yeah, they said they've got like these two big like burly centre backs, but like they're the kind of centre backs that. Like a ball playing centre backs rather than David Wheaters of the world.
Well, they could of course bring him back if they wanted to.
Mark Beavers and Big Wheats. They say pretty much that they've replaced because they had that weird thing where they kept like selling players to like teams like Stockport. Like they sold the captain to Stockport.
Oh yeah.
But apparently they've replaced them with this lad called Aaron Morley and. The aforementioned Dion Charles, so he thinks they'll give us a bit of a game. They've had an upturn in form, like I said. They beat Ipswich recently at home, and
they've won the last two.
Last minute winner at Shrewsbury, which he said, if too fair, they got a bit lucky with that because it was like. They weren't playing that well, and then someone pinged one in from about 25 yards. Right. He said there's a bit more of a better feeling at the club now after years of just being, terrible. And they kind of like the board now, which is a bit of a novelty for Bolton. And the manager, even though he's a bit of a, can be a bit abrasive, they do quite like him at the moment. So he's feeling...
What's his name again?
Ian Evatt.
Ian Evatt.
He's expecting them to give us a pretty good game. I should have asked.
I think they will as well. To be
sure, have asked him for prediction.
He should have.
I could have made
one up.
Make it up. Yeah. And I feel that's all my research. That's too much research I've done. So thank you. Yeah, thank you, Ian, for that.
Ian Evatt.
Ian Evatt. They've still got. They've got Nathan Delfonso still plays.
Wow.
Yeah.
He must be. He's going to be.
Do you want to guess how old he is?
He must be 33.
He is 30.
Wow. he's been playing for 50 years.
He's like 3 years younger than me.
Wow. What a loser you are. You are so old.
Oh, God. How is like every player older than me? What is this about?
You are older than Corey Evans.
So are you.
No, I'm not.
Oh, you're not.
Corey Evans is 31 or 32.
Oh, fuck.
I'm older than Bailey Wright. Bailey Wright is someone in the group chat described as aging the other day.
Aging Bailey
Jim,
Wright.
I think it was Jim. Yeah. He's only really played centre half since he started aging. He's 29.
He's like younger than the majority of that us in this chat.
Idiots, right? Anyway, that's their team.
Yep.
Ours.
Okay.
Well, I don't know it. You said as if I was going to reveal.
You're going to give us team news on a Wednesday night.
Yeah, could do. Yeah, right, could so do. Well, that's the other fella that used to do the preview shows that have been wiped.
Yeah, don't know what you mean.
Well, obviously the central. Well, I'd just keep it the same as we did last week. I thought we played well in the second half.
Look far better defensively than we had before Danny Bart came in.
Did, yeah. I'd just keep that the same.
Yep.
Sergen got lots of praise last week. I didn't necessarily agree, but as we've just discussed, well, certainly wasn't bad enough to be dropped anyway.
He
can't be. Well, he can't be now. I'd keep it. Although if Evans is still going, then keep him in.
And Winchester's back now.
Yeah, well, he came on Saturday.
So that's good to see. Is that? Do you reckon that's going to mean he gets shunted back to like right back?
Yeah, it's interesting, isn't it? Maybe Johnson sees him as another reason not to bring in another fullback.
I really don't like that kind of.
No, I don't like attitude. Because at the end of the day, he's still a midfielder playing at fullback, no matter how good he's been. He does show that at times.
Yeah.
Which he would. It's not a criticism of him. He just would do that because that's what he is. And so I'll let you mix it up with. Obviously, we've got some wide options. Roberts could make the bench. I don't know.
I mean, this is the thing. I want these players to be at least in the squad.
Yeah.
Come Saturday, because if the likes of Roberts aren't in the squad, then he's been here for nearly 2 weeks and he's not fit. And it's like, do we have to do this charade all the time?
And we've had under 23 games as well. He's not played. Yeah. So.
That's not. And I don't want to, I hate the managers coming out and saying, oh, yeah, we need to get him in for a few. It's like under 23's games and all this. It's like the season finishes in April. Like, come on. It's like Wigan have 4 games in hand on us. And have only dropped.
We need a win. We can't drop any more points, really.
No, I mean, I looked today, like, Wigan have dropped 4 points in the last 10 games.
Yeah.
Like, they're not losing at the moment. I know, like, teams can come in, like, bad patches of form, but they're not.
No, they're not. We're going to rather them do play each other in a few weeks. And really, I think we're probably going to need Wigan to win that game.
Probably.
But we'll deal with that when the time comes. But no, hopefully they can make the squad and make an impact. Clark, of course. I don't see any reason why he won't feature off the bench, I imagine.
Yeah, and it's also good to have that because I feel like as like kind of impressed I've been with Diaku in recent weeks, like most games he's dead on his feet, 75 minutes because he runs all game, like
on a ploughed field for half the games.
Wow, yeah. I mean, you went over that on on Monday, but Christ, yeah, they need to sort that out. And do we know if Pritchard's going to be fit again?
I don't know. Hope so. Because if he is, I'd bring him back in. But
yeah, definitely.
I don't know, to be honest. So it's only Wednesday, so there's been no press conference or anything. Mm. Not that I'd listen to him anyway, to be honest.
Nah, I'm sick of I don't really listen to him because he's just blabbering.
Yeah, he just says things and lies. I love him. I don't see any reason to massively change things, to be honest. I think as crap as the game as a spectacle was last week against Portsmouth, we did exactly what we needed to do to get back to winning ways. Hopefully it'll be a little bit more comfortable on Saturday, which nicely brings us on to predictions.
I don't know. I don't know.
Well, we both predicted a defeat last week.
Yeah, we did. I think we'll grind this one out. I think we'll win. I think I'll win 1-0 again, actually. I'll go with Ross Stewart scoring.
Safe, innit? Yeah. Really? I think we'll win as well. I think we'll win 2-0.
I'm thinking like, oh, sorry, yeah, go on. You score us.
No, no, I think Doyle and Danny Bart, two central defenders.
Yeah, I was thinking, like, if we have, like, if they put in the kind of defensive performance like they did against Portsmouth, take out that first half an hour because that was shocking. Like, the kind of just the control they had all the game, it will be hard for a team to score against us.
But we beat them 1-0 here, didn't we?
Yeah.
Winchester scored.
Mm. Where he went through his little phase of like banging them in
every
week. So if we can put in another defensive performance like that, then that's good. But then I also don't want the manager to think that we're sorted now.
No, that's weird. We concede one.
Yeah. Are you going?
No, I'm not going. I'm going to London instead.
Oh, okay, that's nice. I was going to say because
it's better, isn't it?
Well, it is. Like, you think in theory that Bolton's going to be a good trip, and then you realise when you sat at like Hart's Head Moor, like services for
with
ages
cans.
With cans, I was like, and it's just like there's no pubs around the ground that'll let you in.
There's one.
Yeah, the one
which you have to get to at 11:30, otherwise you're not getting in it.
Yeah, because it's like 5,500 other people want to go as well.
Yeah.
So for anyone going, I would advise, well, if you're not driving like a loser, I would recommend that you go to go to Bolton Town Centre and take your pick of some of the cheapest boozers you'll ever see.
Because... And then do you get a train from there for the listener?
Yeah, you do. the only problem with that is trying to get away from
Horridge Parkway.
Horridge Parkway. One train every half an hour because, that's a good idea.
Yeah, of course. Two carriages. Lovely.
Two carriages. One of those, like they brought back the rattlers. Especially,
oh, yeah. For that line.
For that day. Yeah. Yeah.
Home, really.
Yeah. I don't miss those.
Tom goes off to dream of Pacer trains. I won't be back on Saturday because I'm not watching the game. So that's not stopped me before, but I won't be doing a reaction pod for a game that I haven't watched. Unless anyone else wants to do one, which they might, the lads will be back on Monday. So you won't be hearing from me for a bit, which is great because I feel like I've done a podcast every day for the last week.
Yeah, you need some time off, mate.
I do, yeah. So, right, I'm going to the pub, I think. So I'll, thanks for listening.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.